The next attribute listed here in the Braisa is dikduk chaverim, being exacting and choosing your friends. This is actually the girsa in most Pirkei Avos, most Mefarshim, but there are some, the Machzor Vitri and the Maharal, for instance, who have the nusach or the girsa of dibuk chaverim, cleaving to friends. Definitely a little bit of a different focus, and hopefully later in the shiur we'll get back to the possible understanding of dibuk. But now, let's start more generally on the importance of friends and the role of learning, as well as with a focus on what dikduk might mean. First, just to mention a little ha'ara, cute, so to speak, from the Baruch She'amar. Baruch HaLevi Epstein suggests that the famous adage in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Kinei Lecha Chaver, is actually an allusion to this point here in our Braisa. What does that mean, Kinei Lecha Chaver? Kinei, have a kinyan in Torah, through having chaverim, this idea of dikduk chaverim being one of the kinyanei haTorah. Interesting ha'ara, interesting interpretation of that opening, the Mishnah in the first parak. A number of mefarshim interpret this idea of dikduk chaverim in the context of learning in light of the numerous comments in Chazal about the superiority of learning with a chavrusa. For example, the Gemara in Masechta Tainis on Daf Zayin Amar Aleph has a number of limudim. It starts off by mentioning that sources that compare Torah to Barzel and says, Ma Barzel ze echad mechadeid es chavero, that you bang the steel, so to speak, against each other to sharpen it. Af shnei tamir chachamim mechadedin ze et ze bahalacha. When two people are talking and learning, charusa, they sharpen each other. Or the Gemara continues with sources that compare Torah to fire. Ma'esh ein odolik yachid, after the Torah ein miskaimin biyachidi. Just like the fire never burns alone, so to speak, it needs a place to spread, so too Torah, if it's confined to one person, will not be miskaim, it won't be sustained. Torah needs to be able to spread, you need to have a chavrusa, people who can learn together. And then the Gemara tells us a drasha which is found in a number of places, in, not only here in Tainis, but also in Brachos Samach Gimel, Makos Taf Yud, darshaning the pasuk of Cherev El Habadim, that what does this mean? The sword is on the Badim. Cherev Al Sonehen Sham Tamid Chachamim. There is a sword on the neck, so to speak, of the enemies of Tamid Chachamim. This is a euphemism. It really means there's a sword on the neck of Tamid Chachamim. Who and why? Sha'oskim bad bebad betorah. That they're learning alone and they're not learning b'chavrusa. This is a terrible thing. It'll actually make them a tipish. They'll make them more foolish. They'll make mistakes. And worse than that, because of those mistakes, lo'od, ella shachotin. In the end, those mistakes will lead to sin. So here, Chazal, in three different ways, talk about the importance of a chavrusa in the sense that it helps you avoid mistakes and will sharpen your learning. The same basic idea with a slightly different focus is made by Chazal in the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah, commenting on the pasuk in Koheles, Perek Dalet, pasuk Tes, Tovim Hashnaim and Echad. In what way is two better than one, says the Medrash, Tovim Hashnaim, Shem Yigiyin B'Torah. This is an allusion, says the Medrash, to two people learning B'Chavrusa. That is better, min ha'echad, shoseg zelatmo zelatmo. Better than them learning each on their own. Kim yupolo echad, yakim es chavero. That if one falls, his friend will pick him up. Im shaka halacha echad mehem, chavero machzir halacha. If one of them forgets a halacha, the other one will remind him. So here, again, it's not about mistakes per se, as much as if you forget a halacha, having a chavrusa to help remind you. If you fall down in any sense of the word, you have a chavrusa, someone who can pick you up. Whereas in both of these instances, if you're by yourself, you're left to your own devices and your own limitations. And the Tiferes Yisrael, commenting here in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav on our Braisa, says that really what this means is, Kedesh Yishma Mashi Daktaku Haim V'Halimud Meharav. He gives a slightly more specific context, and that is that you should listen carefully, Medaktik, you should listen carefully to what the Chaverim tell you when they review what the teaching of the teacher of your Rebbe was. So if it's only you, if you're learning on your own, then you have your own understanding of what the shiur was from your teacher, but you also your own limitations and possibly your own mistakes. But if you listen carefully to what other people, how they understood the shiur, ultimately you'll get a better and more clear understanding of what the Rebbe said. all of these sources, each with their own nuance, stressed in light of, as we're interpreting it in light of our Braisa, the importance of Chaverim in the role of Kinyan Torah, as in learning V'charusa and not by yourself. However, there's another aspect to this as well, which needs elucidation, and that is also in the same Gemara we previously mentioned in Tainus Tav Zayin. A little bit later on, the Gemara says very famously, Harbi lamadati merabosai, I've learned much from my teachers, umechavera yosra merabosai, but even more from my friends. Of course, the Gemara also adds, umi talmida yosra mikulan, and we'll have to speak about that in tomorrow's shir, actually, about why students are even more superior. But at the very least, we see from our Gemara, mechavera yosra merabosai, that you can, not only is a chavrusa better than learning alone, but having friends to talk and learning to, having chavrusa is even better than having a Rebbe. So in what sense does this mean? What does the Gemara mean? So here there are a number of interpretations here in Pirkei Avos on our Braisa. The Medrash Shmuel and the Ruach Chaim both pick up on the contrast from the previous statement of Shimosh Chachamim, and now it's Diktuk Chaverim. That is this, that they basically say that a Rebbe, hopefully, can speak more clearly, and therefore you just need to be close to the Rebbe, you have to have the Shimosh, as we spoke about in the previous year. Whereas, unlike teachers who speak clearly, with the friends who are less clear or less fluid with the information, less, you know, knowledgeable, so then if you want to learn from them, it actually requires diktuk to understand. So in a certain sense, there's a certain weakness to talking over with contemporaries as opposed to someone who knows more than you, like a Rebbe. And yet, they say, what Chazal are telling us here is that in the end, though, perhaps surprisingly or even paradoxically, but through that diktuk that's required, the extra effort and clarification that's required to understand your contemporary, your harusa, your friend, you end up understanding the shir even better than if you just listened to the initially clear presentation of the Rebbe. Interestingly, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Lechem Shemayim says something a little different. He says that it has to do with the relationship, that there's a certain reticence that we have in questioning our Rebbeim, perhaps come from a good place, but nevertheless, that can hamper, or maybe even in an extreme case, cripple our learning. Whereas when it comes to our friends, there is no reticence, and we will be as aggressive as we need to be without any sense of withholding when we're talking to contemporaries and friends in order to get the truth. As he writes very beautifully, Zela fisha chavero libo gaspo. A certain, I would say, competition, and certainly no fear or favor towards a friend. Ulchein, he says, therefore, medaktikim zem ze yoter vavonas talmudam. And therefore, they go at it with each other very clearly and being medaktik with each other to make sure they understand the Gemara, the Shiur, the Sugya well. And that's more mima shidaktik l'marav. Because when it comes to a Rebbe, there's a certain respect, appropriately so, and as such, you may not question, either substantively or just in terms of your own understanding, you might be more reticent, more ashamed to question the Rebbe or push the Rebbe or raise your hand, so to speak, and that, ironically, will therefore, the appropriate level of respect for the teacher can be damaging in terms of your learning, and again, somewhat ironically, paradoxically, given that you have less of that with friends, but it'll actually require you and enable you to understand and to learn better. A somewhat mystical idea is suggested here by the Maharal, the Der HaChaim. And he says that this has to do with the limitations of a human being. That only the superiority of talking and learning, as opposed to just hearing Torah, is that the Iker HaTorah is Aydei Shnayim Dafka. Because a person is only considered an Oseik B'Torah if he's giving over, if he's talking, but if he's just listening or he hears the Torah and keeps it internal, so then in our limited capacity as human beings, in our Chomer, in the Maharal's terminology, we are lacking and we are not yet being Oseik in learning. It's only when we are giving it over, when we've enunciated it, that it has a certain extra vitality. And lastly, that Rochaim Velozhiner, not here in Pirkei Avos, but in the back of some of the editions of the Nefesh HaChaim, they have the Likutei Eitz HaChaim. So there in Os Chav Hei, Rochaim Velozhiner says something fascinating. HaTalmidei Chachamim Kol Iker Hatzlachasam B'Torah Hu Eidei Koch HaZikaron. The importance of having a good memory and being able to apprehend and maintain the information. Umima ba ze shezocher limudam, and how is it that the Talmid Chachamim develop their memories and keep the Torah in their minds? Zaba mima shalom nim berabim beknufya olo pachos zug zug. When we learn in public and a beis medrash, or he says no less, just learning b'chavrusa, that give and take back and forth helps with the memory from one's learning. And there's no reason to, I think, limit this to something more mystical. I think in our day we would understand this as active versus passive learning. That just learning from a Rebbe, we're passive. When we have a chavrusa, we're talking things over in the beis medrash, b'knufya, so then we're more active and engaged, and that helps us not only sharpen, but as he puts it, here's a fourth idea, that it helps us remember our learning better. It is worth noting, just briefly, that there are sources who address the following phenomenon, which may relate to any one of us, and certainly related to certain great chachamim over the centuries, and that is that there are some people who learn better alone. So does that mean they can't acquire Torah if they're alone? So there are a number of sources, the Sefer Hasidim, or some more recently in the early 20th century, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld in his Salmas Chaim, who acknowledged that some people learn alone, better alone, and if that's okay. Some Sfarim quote a very interesting quip from the Shlach HaKadosh, that one way to avoid any of the limitations of learning alone, or the deficiencies of learning alone, is based on the idea of Knei Lecha Chaver. In what sense? If you're learning alone, you should take your writing utensil, your kaneh, as your friend. Every time you have a nice idea, anything good in learning, write it down. And that will serve as your, so to speak, your chavrusa, your notebook, your ability to write will help you clarify your thoughts and help solidify your learning as well. And there are numerous sources that specifically talk about the Vilna Gaon, learning alone. Some suggested that he and others like him were okay because Chazal's admonition against learning alone was in those days where everything was Baal Peh, and therefore it was more necessary. Nowadays we have Svarim, who can be our friends. Perhaps nowadays it's less important. Although, again, I think that, on a case-by-case basis, we all have to consider the pluses and minuses. Clearly, even nowadays, there are huge advantages to having a chavrusa. But at the same time, whether it's circumstances or personal preference, there are situations in which people can be productive, and sometimes even more productive, learning on their own. And none of what we have said today totally negates it, but certainly should be kept in mind. Last but not least, I'd like to focus on some mafarshim who, going back to some of the nusach issues, the girsa issues which we started with, look at this in a broader context. Not so much a chavrusa per se, but the importance of friends, just in general, the need for friends. So, in a number of the more recent svarim, Rav Nosson Gestetner in the Lahoros Nosson, Rabbi Lau in his Yechel Yisrael, and even Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky's commentary on Pirkei Avos, using the two different girsaos, they make the following point, that be careful in choosing your friends, diktuk, be careful in choosing your friends, but once you have good friends, then stick very close to them, dibuk chaver. There's both diktuk and dibuk. On every level in life and in learning, good friends are important, so be careful in choosing your friends, diktuk, and then keep them close, work very closely with your friends, dibuk chaverim. The Rambam in the Perash HaMishnah in Demai, Perak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, addresses the fact that throughout the Mishnahs and Chazal, the term chaver or chaverim is used to refer to Talmid Chachamim, learned people. Why is that? It's not something that we would have expected, and we don't necessarily do in our own parlance. So the Rambam explains the reason that is karum b'shem zeh, they called Talmid Chachamim with this name of chaver, ibnei shechavrusam zeh lazeh, hi hachaverut ha'amitit, ibnei shehi l'shem shamayim. True friendship is when you have chaverim of Talmid Chachamim, of people who are focused on and aspiring towards great spiritual heights. Because then that friendship that they have is l'shem shamayim, as he puts it. It's towards a noble and highest goal. And that's the truest form of friendship, as he puts it. That is the chaverut ha'amitit, the true friendship. And this comment that he makes actually is reminiscent of something that the Rambam also says in Perkei Avos, back in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav on the Kenel Chachaver. The Rambam famously describes three levels of friendship: Chaver Toeles, a utilitarian friendship; Chaver Nachas, more of an emotional connection; and then he says the highest level is what he calls a Chaver Ma'aleh. What's a Chaver Ma'aleh? So the Rambam there writes, Ohev Hamala, that is to say, Hu Shetia Ta'avash Nehem V'Kavanasan L'Matara Achat. That is when two people share the same goals and the same purposes. V'hi, and what is that? Hatov. Both are striving for ideals, spiritual and moral ideals. And if you have shared goals, each one trying to help each other grow and aspire to these spiritual goals, each one of them together, that shared mutual higher aspiration elevates the friendship. And that's what Chazal mean by Knelcha Chaver, find this truest, highest level of friendship. And then the Rambam does give us an example at the end of his commentary here. This is like the relationship of a Rav and a Talmud, or a Talmud and his Rav. And that's, there is a certain element of that type of friendship between a Rebbe and a Talmud, in the sense, not of them being equals, but in the sense of them having that shared mission. But I see no reason, especially in light of what the Rambam himself says in Demai, to not to apply this to equals, contemporaries as well, who can have the same levels of goals, the same aspirations, and through them become, as the Rambam said, true friends, because they are l'shem shamayim. Just to underscore how important the role of friends are on every level, spiritually and emotionally, share with you an amazing interpretation of a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara there, that Tezayin Amud Beis, after describing how the three friends of Eov had heard about, knew he was sick and suffering and mourning, and had come to visit him, the Gemara says, in light of this, Hainu Da'amri Inshi, this important role the friends played, this is what people mean when they commonly say, O Chavra Kechavred Yov, O Misusa. If I don't have, either I should have friends like Yov had, or death. What does that mean, I should have friends like Yov had, or death? So Rashi says very clearly, very powerfully, im ein lo la'adav ohavim noach lo shiyamus. Really amazing statement of Rashi. If a person does not have friends, better he should die. And in some level, this is also, of course, the Gemara's statement regarding Choni Hamagil, when no one really knew him, no one really connected with him, and he said, O chavrusa, o misusa. And there are different interpretations to what he meant by that, but here Rashi says, commenting on a somewhat similar statement, Chavrei d'Iyov Omisusa, here Rashi says very clearly, Ein lo oavim, noach lo shiyamos, better death. So I saw a very beautiful explanation to make this very dramatic point even more dramatic, even stronger. The great Rosh Hashiva from Slobodka, Yitzhak Isaac Sher, asked the question. We know from Sefer Iyov that the Satan was given permission to cause Eov all the tzaras in the world. And he made his life miserable. Right? The suffering of Job. It's a euphemism for a reason, because there's nothing that ever been like that. So if that's the case, asked Rav Sher, why not also rob him of his friends as well? Kill them too. The Satan was able to kill Eov's family. Why couldn't he kill Eov's friends? If these friends gave Eov so much nachas, so much menucha and chama, so, if you're testing Eov, torturing Eov, why not kill the friends too? So, Rav Sher explains really amazingly, we understand it in light of Rashi, that even though the Satan was, he answers, even though the Satan was given this permission, we know from Sefer Eov that the Satan was told he couldn't do one thing. He was not allowed to kill Eov. As it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, Ach es nafsho shamor. You can do anything you want to Eov, but you can't kill him. So says Rav Sher, you see from here, that apparently if Eov would have lost his friends, it would have been like death, as Rashi had said. Im ein lo la'adam o'avim, noach lo shiyamus. So this Rashi and this additional insight by Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, really, I can't imagine something more powerful to communicate this insight, the psychological and emotional insight, the spiritual insight that Chazal had in the role and the importance of friends. As Rabbi Dr. Tversky and others point out, obviously the impact of friends is in a certain sense parv. If the friends are bad, then the influence and the impact will be bad. If the friends are good, then the influence and the impact will be good. So obviously what Chazal here have in mind are friends in the best sense and the healthiest sense of the word. And whether it's a friend who's directly related to spiritual growth, like a chavrusa, or more broadly, just having a friend who really understands you and gets you, as we would say, we shouldn't make light of that, because Chazal certainly didn't, and they understood the importance of that, even on the most basic emotional level, let alone if we can find the type of friends that the Rambam and others speak about, who can be friends who are, quote, l'shem shamayim, who are sharing shared goals, shared aspirations, in ohev hamala, people who have kavanasam l'matara achat, they share goals and ideals with you, whether they're your harusa or not, but having those kind of people to go through life with is a tremendous, tremendous blessing in every area of life, including avodas Hashem, and specifically, as we have been speaking about, when it comes to our kinyan Torah. The advantages of a harusa are many, and the advantages broadly of having good friends, especially those who share our values and our ideals, as we see from here in the Brisa and these other associated sources, cannot be underestimated and certainly should be pursued for all the advantages that true and great friendship can provide.